bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otuko. And now, today's word.
It's always a joy to have the opportunity to see a year end and another begin. And so tonight is a night of endings and a night of beginnings. At one level, we are closing a chapter to 2022. At another level, we are opening a new page to 2023. And I am convinced that 2023 will be a great year for you. And we thank God for leading us through all the turbulence of this year. And so we come with thanksgiving in our hearts, each one of us, thanking God for this year. So in all the pains and sorrows of 2022, we say, Lord, we thank you. In all the uncertainties and worries of 2022, we say, Lord, we thank you. For all the joys and laughter of 2022, we say, Lord, we thank you. For all the miracles and deliverances of 2022, we say, Lord, we thank you. We thank him in all circumstances, in all situations, in the valley, on top of the mountain, when it is all right, when we are going through a dark spot, we still thank the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 24 says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my Lord, my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. And it is certainly through the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. We have seen so much happen in this year, and we have seen conditions we never expected would become our reality. But we thank God that in all, here we are at crossover, and we survived the year, and we are here to thank God. His mercies do not fail. I believe that 2023 is already in God's hands. He knows the end from the beginning. He's the God of our future. He's the God of our past. He's the God of our present. He is the endless and timeless God who lives in eternity and understands time. And so he's able to take us from what has been to where we are to where we are yet to be. And so as we go through the final minutes of this year, I just want to read a couple of scriptures to you. Deuteronomy chapter 20, God instructed Israel on how to deal with difficulty in war. And he said to them in verse 1, when you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you from the land of Egypt. So it shall be when you are on the verge of battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. And he shall say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble or be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Today we are not fighting a physical battle against an enemy, but we are dealing with uncertainty for 365 days in 2023. So I come to you as a servant of the Lord to pronounce the same words that God said should be spoken over the people. Do not be afraid. Hear, O Ghana. Hear, O ICGC. Hear, O believers. Today you are on the verge of a battle for a new year. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble. Do not be terrified. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you. I came here to announce to somebody, the Lord your God goes ahead of you. He will fight for you and he will deliver you. The Lord your God goes ahead of you. He will fight for you and he will deliver you. From January, the Lord will go ahead of you. Until February, until March, until April, until May, until June and July and August and September and October and November and December, the Lord will go ahead of you. Before the dawn of every day, God will go ahead of you. Before the beginning of every week, God will go ahead of you. Before the beginning of every month, God will go ahead of you. And he will fight for you. He will make a way for you. He will scatter the enemy. He will destroy every plan of wickedness against you. The Lord your God goes ahead of you. And he fights for you. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble. You may have had so many problems in 2022, but do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And I speak this same encouragement to the nation of Ghana. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. The Lord will fight for you. Do not be afraid. I speak to every child of God, to every Christian, in every church, wherever you are. Do not be afraid. Even if you hear frightful things and terrifying things and heartbreaking things, do not be afraid, because God says, I go ahead of you. May the Lord go ahead of us. May he enter ahead of us. May he enter ahead of us in 2022, 23, and give us peace. Every year as a church, as we enter a new year, we go in the name of the Lord. But we also have a theme that we work with. And the theme is not a magical word. It's not a mysterious word. But it is a word to give us focus for how we should organize ourselves, how we should plan, and how we should face the new year. And for about 40 years, actually more than 40 years, I have led people into the new year. I've been doing this for more than 40 years. I was doing it in a classroom, and I've done it in garages, and I've done it in all kinds of places, done it in stadiums, and done it in big arenas and church halls. And it's always my joy to stand before God's people and encourage them as they enter the new year. And so, as you know, in our church, it's our 40 days of power, and we pray for 40 days. And one of the things I always pray for is the theme for the year. That's my number one prayer topic, because by July, I need to know where God is taking his people in the next year. I don't wait till December to find out where are we going. I start doing that from June, July. And so I take it very seriously and I pray about it. And every time God whispers a thought into my mind to help me to focus his people. And each year we set a theme. And this year our theme has been increase. And in 2023, next year, which is just about 40 minutes or so away, our theme is going to be gathering. It's going to be gathering. When we started 2022 as a year of increase, we didn't know that there would be a global recession. We didn't know that there would be a war between Russia and Ukraine. We're just coming off of COVID and thanking God that COVID was going down. But all of a sudden, things started changing, and the globe started going through difficulties. But that is the nature of God. That throughout the Bible, what God tells his people is almost always opposite to what is happening around them. So when there is drought, God says there is abundance. When people are sick, God says healing. When there is destruction, God says construction. Because God's ways and his thoughts and his ideas are always opposite of where we are. So when God knows that you are going to go through difficulty and it's going to be hard, he says increase, because he's giving you a word to counteract the reality you are about to face. And I believe that, I don't know what is happening in 2023, but we are going to gather. Somebody say we're going to gather. The interesting thing is that, last year's theme, increase, by the time I received the word for increase, I already knew that 2023 would be for gathering. And so if you follow carefully, I give hints of that, but I don't think you got it. I give hints of that because I knew it was going to be gathering. Because if you remember, our theme for increase was based on Jesus Christ multiplying 5 loaves of bread to feed 5,000. That was our main theme of increase, and that God is able to take little and he is able to make it much. And if you look at the scripture that follows after that, in John chapter 6, verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. Verse 12. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing is lost. And I believe that in 2023, God wants us to gather, bring things together. The Greek lema, or the Greek word that is translated as gather in this passage, is sunago. Sunago, if you just pay a little attention to it, sounds like another word you read in the New Testament, synagogue. A synagogue is a gathering point. It's a place where people assemble, and so gathering is sunago. It is the gathering not only of people but of things. The gathering for God's people and the gathering of things. It's important to increase, but what if you increase so much but you're not able to gather what you have increased? What if you have so much and you're not able to keep it together? So increase is made meaningful when we are able to gather. Somebody say, I will gather. God is so particular about everything he gives to us. And after Jesus had multiplied the fish and the bread, people had eaten. They had had abundance. And they had left over. That Jesus could just have said, okay, everybody go home. But he was very mindful that we don't waste what he has blessed us with. So he says to the people who have been blessed, who have just eaten, gather up the fragments, the pieces that are left behind, that nothing may be lost. You know, COVID has devastated a lot of us. People have lost so much. And maybe all you have in your life left now is fragments, pieces, left over. But God says, I'm about to do something with the leftover in your life. So start putting the pieces together. Gather your life together. Put your life together again. Because nothing will be lost and nothing will be wasted. And you know what happened when they gathered? The Bible says they filled 12 baskets of gathered stuff. Isn't that amazing? The baskets were sitting down empty. Baskets empty. Empty baskets represent empty potential. going to fill these empty baskets? Not with the bread that you are eating, but Jesus said, what is left over? God is about to do something with what is left over in your life. It may not seem like much. It may not seem like plenty. Everybody left after they had eaten. Everybody left and left you behind. But God says, I'm going to pick you back. I'm going to pick the pieces back, and I'm going to allow you to put the pieces together and fill new baskets in your life. I came here to announce to somebody, you are about to fill 12 baskets of God's favor, of God's blessing, of God's abundance, of God's goodness. But it's not going to come with abundance. It's going to come from fragments, pieces, leftover, things that everybody has left. A fragment is something that used to be part of something big, was broken, and was left. Used to be part of something big, was broken, and was left. Maybe you used to be part of something big, and you were broken, and you were left behind. And people are just waiting to laugh at you. They are waiting to mock you. They are waiting to hoot and say, finally, he has found his level. Finally, she has found her level. It is for the broken people. It is for the fragments that Jesus says, we are gathering. So if you feel left behind, God is going to gather you. If you feel abandoned, God is going to gather you. If everything that you had is gone and only pieces are left, God will use the pieces to do something great. Your story is about to change. Your story is about to be beautiful. Your story is about to be glorious. People are going to watch you and say, where did he come from? We thought he was finished. We thought that he had only fragments. Where are those baskets? 12 baskets full of fragments. That is the God we serve. And in 2023, we are trusting God for 12 baskets full of leftover. Nothing that is abundant will be wasted. And so as we enter the new year, remind yourself, God is able to gather us. But gathering is not just about gathering things. It's about gathering people too. And God has a way of gathering people we don't want to be gathered. You know, there are certain people that you really wish they would never be forgiven by God. You know, there are people you really wish they would go to hell and burn in hellfire because they are bad people. Jesus told the parable of a shepherd who had 100 sheep, and one of them was a bad one. Bad sheep. Some people say that he's a black sheep. But the Bible didn't say black. It's just an adventurous sheep. And so he started moving. And moving and lost his way. And the shepherd calls, and he is not coming home. And his 99 are baying, bah, bah, and he doesn't hear because he's way out there. And the conventional wisdom is, listen, he's wasting our time. There's 99 here. Jesus, leave him behind. Jesus says, I'm not going to leave him behind. The shepherd says, I'm going to look for him. So he goes searching for him. That one, the trouble causer. That one that has made everybody's life miserable, went for him and brought him. And he says there was rejoicing when he brought him. Gathering is not just about gathering things. It's also about gathering souls for the kingdom of God. It's about reaching out to people. reaching out to the sinner, reaching out to the unsaved. And so one of the things we're going to do this year, and I'm going to teach a lot on it, is evangelism. Because in gathering, we don't just gather things, we gather people for God. We go for the sheep that is wayward. And so you're going to see people in church who don't look churchy. You know, church people have a way of looking. They look very saintly. Like all of you nice people, you look saintly in your white. Very holy people. And when we see fragments come into church, their hairstyle doesn't look like they should go to church. Some of us wish that there would be barbers outside to do hair alteration before people come to church. Some of us wish there would be tailors and seamstresses lengthening attires before people come to church. But you know, they are fragments. They are fragments. They are the sheep that left. And we should be happy they are coming home. We should be happy they are coming to church. Instead of judging them, we should say, welcome to the house of the Lord. God loves you. He will change you eventually. The skirt will change eventually. But for the meantime, we are gathering. Somebody say, we are gathering. So we're gathering things. But we are not just gathering things. We are also gathering people. We're gathering people. We're gathering souls. And there are people in your family that God wants to gather. Some of your relatives that you haven't heard of or spoken to, God wants to reach out to them. Because it's an awful thing for a person to die without Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's an awful thing. Eternity is an awful long time for a person to be lost. It's okay to be lost on earth, but to be lost for eternity, that's an awful long time. And we must ensure nobody we know or knows us is lost eternally. So each one of you will be a preacher of the gospel. I said each one of you will be a preacher of the gospel, because we're going to gather souls to the kingdom of God. And God is able to use the unlikely people, fragments of society. God is able to use unlikely things, fragments in our lives, the leftovers in our lives, our disappointments, our pain, our misery, our woes, our tears. Sometimes you look at your life and you say, is there anything left in my life again? God says, there's still a piece I can use. There's still a piece I can use. If you would put that piece into the basket, I'm going to work another miracle. And that bread is going to fill that basket. God is about to do a miracle of transformation with the little things you will gather. And in a season of gathering, we don't want to be wasteful. One of the most difficult things in life is to be blessed with so much and waste so much. Isn't that the story of our continent? Blessed with so much, waste so much. And sometimes it's the story of our lives. We are blessed with so much that we've wasted so much. May God help us not to waste anything in 2023. And I'm trusting God that when we gather here next year about this time, 31st December 2023, you will come and say, these are my 12 baskets. This is what I gathered in 2023. This is what God blessed me with. I started with pieces. I started with fragments. I started broken. I started disappointed. I started afraid. But look at what the Lord has done for me. He has taken my life and he has brought me together. So today, as we get ready for the new year, we want to prepare our hearts. The first thing we want to do is to just pray for anyone here who says, Pastor, tonight I don't want to cross over 2023 as a sinner. I want Jesus in my heart. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I need salvation. I want to be made right with God. Maybe you've even prayed that prayer many times, but it doesn't seem to be working. You pray it and you go and do your bad things still. But God wants to pick that fragment of your life and he wants to do something with your life. With every head bowed and every eye closed, just before we enter the new year, if you are here this evening and you say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I want Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. If you are such a person, just lift up your hand wherever you are in the auditorium. If you are outside, lift up your hand. If you're in any of the overflow rooms, lift up your hand. If you're watching by TV, just lift up your hand wherever you are online. Just lift up your hand. It's a sign of surrender. You're saying, I'm surrendering my life to God. The ushers are going to give you something, a document. After we pray, you're going to fill it. Those of you who are watching online, you're going to see an instruction on the screen as to the next steps to take. Those of you with your hand up, I want you to stand up wherever you are. Stand up. If you lifted up your hand, stand up. Just stand up. God bless you. God bless you. Stand up. Just stand up. Stand up. Wherever you are in the auditorium, outside, in the overflow areas, in the open spaces, stand up. Put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. And let us pray this prayer together. You will pray with me, and everybody will pray this prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I come to you today just as I am. I am a sinner. I am broken, wounded. But I thank you, Father, that you are able to make my life whole. And so today I ask you, forgive me of my sins. Wash me and cleanse me in the blood of Jesus. Make me a brand new person. From today, I proclaim Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And today I declare, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I thank you, Father, for new life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's celebrate all of them. God bless you. Please take the forms that have been given to you and please take time to fill them in and let us have the forms because we want to use it to reach out to you, to help you to grow in your Christian life wherever you are. Ushers, please be quick about it so that people don't stand for too long. And wherever they are outside, please be quick and let us help them as we get into the new year. Well, now that you've made your life right with God, we are about to enter 2023. In the next 20 minutes, we will enter a new year. Sometimes people say, does it matter? Does it matter? It matters. That is why you were born on a certain day. You were not born the day before you were born or the day after you were born. You were born on the day you were born. It matters. It matters if somebody changes your birthday. It matters because time is the moment when things happen. You weren't born just born. You were born in a certain time. And the time and moment you were born defines your life for the rest of your life. Wherever you go, they're going to ask you date of birth. And you're going to mention a specific date. And if you don't know that date, you may not get so many things happening to you in this world. So does it matter whether it's this day or that day? It matters. This is 2023. In about 18 minutes, this is 2022. In 18 minutes, 2023. Can things change? Yes. I was born on 31st August, in the year I was born. Because I was born on 31st August, I always was the youngest person in my class. Why? Because schools start in September. And so the end date is August 31st. So I'm almost always the youngest person in every class I sat in. Because I was born on August 31st. It's important. If I was born in September, I would have to wait one more year to go to school. I'll be 1 year behind. Time is important. So in a few minutes, you're going to enter into 2023. Does it matter? It matters. Because something you couldn't do in 2022, you will do in 2023. That's why people will say, I married in so and so year. Why didn't they marry the previous year? Because they married in that year. I was born on this day. I had my job on this day. I got this on that day. I graduated on this day. And so in 2023, there is a testimony waiting for you. I said, there is a testimony waiting for you. You couldn't do it in 2022, but you will do it in 2023. It didn't happen in 2022. It will happen. You are about to step into the biggest door of your life. You are about to step into a turnaround in your life. You are about to enter a year where your frustrations will be over. Your frustrations will be over. Some of you will embrace a child in 2023. You will marry in 2023. You will graduate in 2023. You will overcome in 2023. You will be healed in 2023. It matters. It matters. It matters. That's why we enter by faith. That's why we enter by prayer. That's why we leave things behind and step into something else. In the next few minutes, something is about to break loose in your life. I said something is about to break loose in your life. And I want you to be specially prepared for it. The Lord your God goes ahead of you. I don't know what lies ahead of me in 2022. 23, but I know it's good. I know it's good. I know some fragments are going to become baskets. Some pieces will become abundant. I know some things that have been broken are going to be mended. I know some things that were sick are going to be healed, because God is about to gather. Somebody say gather. Say the pieces are coming together. The pieces are coming together. The pieces are coming together. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're going to start praying very soon. And we want to pray. And when we start praying, we're going to pray into the new year. I'm going to give you the prayer topics. And then I'm going to give you the signal for the new year. The sign, the signal for the new year will be the sound of the trumpet. And when that trumpet sounds, you are going to scream like crazy. You are going to scream like crazy. Somebody says, well, it's another minute. It's not another minute. It is not another minute. It is transformation. It is destiny. It is purpose. It is assignment. That's why we have dates in life. Because things happen at specific times. And there's something going to happen in 2023 you've never experienced before. Your cup will overflow. Your cup will overflow. Your baskets will be full. Your baskets will be full. The pieces, the fragments, what was left over, it will do mighty things. It will fill baskets. it will do strange things for God. Everybody stand up wherever you are. Kaya izeboraka shakataya. Marosteka baya barona. Just lift up your hands to the Lord as we start our prayer and begin to talk to the Lord. And just ask the Lord. Thank Him. Thank Him for 2022. Thank God for 2022. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for the things that happened to you. The people He brought your way. The opportunities. The doors He opened for you. The moment when you thought it was finished. And God says, I'm not finished with you, my child. Thank you, Lord, for 2022. For some of you, it was the year of your marriage. For some of you, it was a year where you saw God's faithfulness and God's supply. For some of you, it was a year when you say, oh, I have tasted and I've seen that God is good. For some of you, you were battered and booted and battered and booted, and you didn't even think you would get here, but here you are. We thank you, Lord, for 2022. Thank you for our lives, for our families. Just talk to the Lord. Let your heart be grateful to the Lord. Let your heart be thankful to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let your heart be thankful to the Lord. Let your heart be thankful to the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for our continent. Thank you for our world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise and adoration belongs to you. Glory and honor is yours. You are the mighty one. You are the great I am. We honor you, Lord. We declare your majesty. We declare your goodness. We declare your goodness and your majesty. For the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. There is none like the Lord our God. There is none like you, O Lord. Mighty in battle. Glorious in praise. Doing wonders in the earth. We thank you, Lord. I want you to pray. And dedicate your life to the Lord. Dedicate your life to the Lord. And your family. And your career. And your work. And your education. Put it in God's hands. Just put it in God's hands. Say, Lord, I dedicate my life to you, Lord. I put myself in your hands. I put my work in your hands. I put my career in your hands. I put my education in your hands. My marriage, Lord, I put it in your hands. My life, Lord, my family, my brothers, my sisters, my aunties, my uncles, Lord, my grandparents, my in-laws, I put them in your hands, Lord. The things you have blessed me with, my house, my home, my car, my lands, I put them all in your hands. Thank you, Lord. Everything I have, I invest it in your hands. You are the safekeeper of my destiny. You are the safekeeper of my destiny. You are the only one who can hold what I have safely. So I give it to you, Lord. I dedicate it to you, Lord. I give it to you, Lord. I dedicate it to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you want to pray and commit your future to the Lord. Commit your future, your life, your health. Commit your plans. Every month of 2023, ask the Lord to magnify his name in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your travel arrangements, all of that committed to God. Oh, we honor you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. You want to begin to declare victory over 2023. Begin to prophesy over the year. Call the things which be not as though they were. 2023, you will be good to me. You will favor me. You will open doors for me. You will make a way for me. You will not resist me. In the name of Jesus, we make declarations over the year. We make pronouncements over the year. In the name of Jesus, we declare it shall be well with God's people. It shall be well with our families. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Push it in prayer, push. We are getting there. You want to step into the year in prayer, in intensity of prayer, in the power of prayer, in the power of your spirit, in the name of Jesus. We are pushing it in 6 minutes. We are entering the new year. We are entering and we will gather every broken piece, every broken piece, every broken piece, every fragment, what was abandoned, what was left over. It will accomplish much. In the name of Jesus. Makatari iriki sotaya. Magaries de garinto faries de caries de la debosha. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will make a way where there is no way. The Lord will subdue mountains before you. The Lord will fill valleys before you in the name of Jesus. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. God will make a way for you. God will make a way for you. God will lift you up. God will promote you. God will honor you. In the name of Jesus. We have just about 5 minutes. If you are a family, you can start joining your hands. We want to enter in faith. We want to enter in faith. You want to enter in faith. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you don't have family, you have friends. You can join hands with them. In the name of Jesus. Your good friend you came to church with. You say, we are entering in faith. Where two of you shall agree on anything. We come into agreement. We come into agreement. It is well with us. It is well with us. The fragments are coming together. Baskets are being filled. In the name of Jesus. Nothing will be left behind. Nothing will be wasted. Nothing will be lost. None will be lost. None will be wasted. In the name of Jesus. You are entering with your children. You are entering with your children. With your loved ones. With your loved ones. It is well with them. It will be well with them. In the name of Jesus. We are pushing through. We are pushing through. If you are watching us, you've got to pray. You've got to pray. Don't watch. Don't spectate. Pray. Because in 4 minutes, in less than 4 minutes, you are entering a new season of your life. God wants to bring the pieces together. In the name of Jesus, don't just stare. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, your family members, your loved ones, your friends, your children, nothing will be lost. Nothing will be lost. Nothing will be wasted. Nothing will be lost. Nothing will be wasted. In the name of Jesus. 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 We have 3 minutes more. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. You are good and your mercies endure forever. Oh, great is the Lord. What a mighty God. He does awesome things. He does wondrous things. in the name of Jesus. The Lord will do wondrous things. The Lord will do wondrous things. Wherever you are, indoors, outdoors, online, TV, radio, if you are driving, you can park your car for the next 2 minutes. Park your car, pray, pray, pray. Don't be lazy. Don't take this for granted. For 365 days, depend on what you are doing tonight. Depend on what you are doing tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our in-laws. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this church, for every church member, for every pastor and their families, for every church member and their families. Lord, cause them to grow, cause them to increase, cause them to abound. Cause them to abound. 1 minute, 15 seconds. 1 minute, 15 seconds. 1 minute, 10 seconds. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. 1 minute, in the name of Jesus. 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 We are gathering. We will be gathered. We are gathering. We will be gathered in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. None will be lost. None will be left behind. 30 seconds. Oh, we give you praise. Great are you, Lord. What a mighty God. What an awesome God. What a beautiful God. What a great God. What a holy God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hallelujah! To all of you, welcome to the year of gathering. You are going to gather this year. The broken fragments are becoming baskets for you in the name of Jesus. Your cup is overflowing in Jesus' name, and we are bringing souls to the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Somebody give the Lord praise. Well, we have a couple, keep standing, have a couple of things to do, and then we are out of here because we have to be back for church service. So we're running everything very quickly. Well, every year, as part of our theme, we have a declaration which we make throughout the year, and every Sunday we make it. So this is the first time we are making this gathering declaration. And we're going to make it from this first day of January to the last Sunday of December. We're going to make it throughout, and we're going to speak it into our lives. And so today, as we make this declaration for the first time, I want you to make it in faith, because it's going to be your friend for the year 2023. Are you ready? Say with me, I proclaim Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. The Lord is the shepherd of my soul, my shelter by day, my light by night. In his name we plow our fields, by his spirit we gather the harvest, in his light we seek and find. In this year of gathering, the Lord of the harvest has commanded, launch out into the deep. At his word, we cast our nets, we gather in souls and substance for God's kingdom. The Lord is our reward. In this season, I receive God's portion set aside for me, full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Nothing is lost. Nothing is wasted. In Jesus' name, amen! Hallelujah! Nothing is lost. Nothing is wasted.
Thank you for listening to Live and Work. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebi, like his page on Facebook, Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otterbill. Email otterbill@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.